to Kyle One.
Well, it has really been a week to remember, folks, as we head into this weekend edition of the program. We had the retaliation by Israel against Iran. We're getting reaction to that, of course, more reaction. We had someone set themselves on fire outside of the Trump trial in New York. And now, once again, FBI Director Christopher Wray is sounding the clarion call about Chinese hackers preparing to, what he says, physically wreak havoc over our U.S. infrastructure. Folks, there is a lot to talk about as we head into this Saturday morning, the weekend edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning we begin. Don't forget, we have the telephone number 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, and we're already starting to get some direct messages this morning, and that's always welcome. We just heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 45 degrees and clear. It was very hot yesterday, 71 degrees. Wow. Have a great weekend, he says. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. We sure appreciate that. And, well, you know, it was actually it was not quite so hot here, but I think it's going to be warming up a little bit. But, folks, you know what's warming up? Is all actually getting hotter, as it would be, all these different things happening in the world. Everything, I think, is still on a knife's edge where the issue between Iran and Israel is concerned. We don't know if there will be any other kinds of retaliations. As our own Denise Simon has pointed out, perhaps after Passover, that might be, of course, part of the waiting period here. So we will see. But of course, there is reaction. Many in the world saying, "Well, Israel can't, you shouldn't do this," and this kind of thing. And as we've said before, so many times here on the show, Israel has to do what it has to do in order to protect itself. And we'll get into that, of course, as we make our way through the program this morning. Speaking of direct messages, when we get a little bit further into the show, when we get to the point where we will play our first song for the morning, I do have a very, very important direct message that came in this morning. So I want you to stick around for that, because it really does hit home, and I want everybody to hear it. But I want to start this morning with Chinese hackers preparing to physically wreak havoc on U.S. critical infrastructure. This from Christopher Wray. This is coming to us via Fox News. Chinese hackers are developing the, quote, ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing, FBI Director Christopher Wray said this week. He added that the hackers are, quote, waiting for just the right moment to deal a devastating blow. Now, you might say, well, Kyle, we know about this, or we know of this potentiality. We know of this this specter that's hanging over our heads vis-a-vis China. Well, it's interesting because we'll continue with this article, but there's also another article that I found quite interesting, and this from the Daily Express. China is on the warpath and preparing to unleash a storm on Taiwan, a former top U.S. intelligence officer warned. The doomsday prediction comes from Mike Studeman, a former commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence and Director for Intelligence of the Indo-Pacific Command. China's President Xi Jinping has long seen it as a historical mission to reunite, I guess in air quotes, reunite Taiwan with the mainland, and has referred to reunification as the essence of national rejuvenation. Beijing has steadily been ratcheting up the psychological pressure on Taipei, sending its warplanes to violate Taiwan's airspace on an ever-increasing basis. And yeah, we talk about that from time to time here on the program as well. This causes them to have to constantly be in a state of scrambling jets and going through their, you know, perimeter defense systems and these kinds of things. And that is a form of psychological warfare because it's always happening. You never get to have a rest. Now, something else in this article I think is really important in terms of what this former intelligence officer is saying. It's the idea of if this is being done, again, a lot of this is for local consumption for the Chinese people because China's having all kinds of problems with its economy. And we know that they released some numbers the other day that said, hey, we grew at some great level and, you know, this kind of stuff. It's all there in order to try to, I think, tamp down, unrest, but basically the notion that the Chinese people get it, that things are not working out very well in China right now. Nevertheless, it's a property crisis that it's having. But overall, you know, these command economies, you know, never, ever really do work out. But of course, when you have an authoritarian, totalitarian, you know, communist regime, well, you know, you don't really get a choice, do you? See, that, and that's one of the things, too. That's why, especially in this country, when you have, you know, movements or political agendas that start to really kind of go down that direction, you know, you got to leave it to us. You know, we have to show you the way. We are the adults in the room, ha, 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 right? That's what everybody was told with the Biden administration or the Biden campaign back in 2020. And I got to tell you, if these are the adults in the room, we are in deep, deep trouble, my friends. No doubt about that. But I want to get back to this phraseology, national rejuvenation. You know, this can be done as part of national rejuvenation. Well, that's just it. You know, if things aren't going well and you think that there might be unrest and there might be some unsettling going out there among the subjects, as it were, of the Chinese Communist Party. Well, let's go get Taiwan and let's, you know, maybe that'll make people feel better. National pride and stuff like that. I don't know that it's going to happen anytime soon. I want to make that clear. But folks, as we've seen in just the last 3 years, the world can catch on fire in a heartbeat. Stay right there, because we are coming right back on the Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
A full moon is a complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, like I've been saying, I can't get enough of that. And we keep playing it, I think, mostly as a public service to once again reiterate that, as I'm sure that you know, the moon is not made of gases. Sheila Jackson Lee is a member of Congress, Democrat from Texas. But my friends, she is completely wrong. She is completely wrong about the moon being made of gases. And we can't live on the moon because obviously it has no atmosphere, which in fact is our gases. Our atmosphere is gases. But the moon has no atmospheres. Therefore, we would have to have some kind of habitat to live in, artificial habitat to live in on the moon. But it is doable. And one of the things, too, by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. It's the weekend edition, and we have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about as we move through this Saturday morning. Glad to be with you once again. 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. See what I did there. You can also head to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, to send us a direct message this morning. You know, one of the things, and I'll just say this real briefly, getting on this moon subject from Sheila Jackson Lee, and that is that, you know, I was growing up and they landed on the moon and so forth, I was thinking, well, you know, one of these days we'll have a moon base. You know, things will really start expanding. It's going to, I mean, by the time we get to today, right, by the time we get into the 2000s and the 2020s and so forth, you know, it's going to be normal to go back and forth to the moon, or people will be living there, will be jumping off point. you know, heck, anything's possible. That was part of mentality. And that was one of the things, too. And I understand about the moon race politically against the Soviet Union, all those factors that were at play at that time. But it is so inspiring when you hear President Kennedy's speech, when he does say, you know, I propose basically within the end of a decade, you know, we're going to send a man to the moon and return him safely to the earth. That, my friends, is the kind of inspiration that was driving things at that time. Literally anything was possible. You know, they had to invent things. Things didn't even exist at that time that would have allowed us to travel to the moon. And it all had to be done. But it had to start with an idea, of course. It had to start with a commitment. And sometimes you start that journey and you don't know quite how you're going to get there yet. You're going to have to invent things along the way. But if you don't start that journey, you'll never get there. So they got there in time for the deadline, as it were, the vision of John F. Kennedy, who never saw it completed, obviously. But that happened. And then after a while, then they went back to the moon. And by the time you got past Apollo 13, people started to lose interest. It was a huge amount of interest because of the catastrophe that happened on Apollo 13. But all that kind of waned, right? And we had Skylab. You remember Skylab? I remember when Skylab was up there, when Skylab, you know, was going to start returning, burning up in the atmosphere. And, of course, now we have the International Space Station, but we don't have the exploration, as it were, in terms of the time, over the last 50-some-odd years here. But I think we can get that kind of thing back again. But, unfortunately, we're mired down. We're bogged down. And things that are designed to literally tear our country apart, not the least of which are these students or protesters at Columbia University, We Are Hamas, things like this, people saying, oh, you know, down America. I remember that from the news footage in 1979 with the Islamic Revolution in Iran, down America, this kind of stuff. I mean, in a different context, it's almost silly. But they're dead serious, aren't they? And some of these kids, and maybe they're doing something cool, and maybe that they think is cool. Maybe they are really becoming radicalized. But no matter, the end result is the same. America is divided. America becomes weaker, and that's one of the charges here on this program. Is we are going to lift up our home. We're going to lift up our country. We're going to lift up Americans. Because we do come from all different walks of life. We do come from all different places around the globe. What's the one thing that unites us? It's that red, white, and blue. What's the thing that unites us? The U.S. Constitution. What's the thing that unites us? The rule of law. These things go together, and it doesn't matter, right, your walk of life. Because it should be applied equally, just like the pledge, and justice for all. And don't get me started on that, because what's happening right now in New York with the Trump trial is abominable. That is definitely something that doesn't seem like injustice for all, because here we go again. We'll just make it up. We'll just make up stuff, and we'll just cobble it all together, because this is the new politics. Well, I'm not gonna sit still for that. I don't think John in Sarasota is going to sit still for that. We got John in Sarasota on the telephone line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. A little OT tonight. Listen, I'm going to keep it real brief. It's the weekend, so
sure.
Popcorn and I are going to take a flight over to New Guinea to get Uncle Bosie, who right now is being turned into a Happy Meal. So I really can't talk too long because, as I understand, if the plane goes down, I can use my seat cushion as a flotation device. So,
yeah.
With that being said, it doesn't get much better, does it?
No. I don't know. The flotation device could only prolong the inevitable of the cannibals. I don't know.
Well, you know, we're going to do the best we can right now, Popcorn. And I, from what I understand, they're going to turn them into a Happy Meal. And somebody got to do something.
So. That's right.
I don't know. Other than that, everybody have a nice weekend, and I thought we'd just break a little levity here.
I love it. I'm very, very cool. I very much appreciate it, John. Yes, absolutely. Right. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Take care. All right. John in Sarasota. That's right. Yeah. I've been watching this thing about the cannibals. We mentioned it a little bit on the program yesterday, and we actually do have some reaction. We'll probably play it on the other side of the break so we have a little more time. But yes, there was some reaction at the White House press briefing room about Uncle Bozy and his potential fate of being consumed by cannibals. I got to tell you, folks, I don't know where Biden comes up with this stuff. It seems like it's really out of the ether somewhere, but they have to defend it, or they have to explain it, or they have to walk it back, or they have to, you know, my goodness, it's hard enough. It's hard enough when presidents make some kind of misstatement or they accidentally change policy or stuff like that, and then they absolutely have to walk that back, and that's happened with Biden I don't know how many times. But, you know, the cannibal thing, and Karine Jean-Pierre, we'll hear this, as I said, on the other side of the break. Karine Jean-Pierre was like, okay, don't make jokes. Don't make jokes about this. Why not? I mean, it is so far out of left field. And Biden's talking about it like this is just normal. I mean, this is 100%. It's almost as bad as Sheila Jackson Lee telling us about the nature of the moon, and not like she was sort of making it up on the spot. It was kind of like, I believe this. I mean, this is exactly what I think about the physical universe. I mean, this is I learned this or something. It was so authoritative in that regard, and that was kind of scary. And same thing with Joe Biden. He's just telling that story about Uncle Bozy. And, you know, there were cannibals in the area that never found the body and so forth. It is, unfortunately, folks, the new normal, as it were, with Joe Biden. But I appreciate John's call very, very much, because one of the other components of the program is that we do love to laugh and smile, especially in the face of absolute absurdity. Whether it's absurdity in policy or the way some of the Democrat Party elite, the left elite, conduct themselves or say things that are patently weird, sometimes you do just have to laugh. But folks, we're going to come right back. We got so much more to tell you about, to talk about here on this weekend edition, 949-822-7959. Stay right there, everybody.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Pittsburgh, I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, weekend edition is flying by already. And it does have a certain feel to it, doesn't it? I think it really does. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we have much more to tell you about and talk about. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. By the way, don't forget, we've got our live links over there. If you ever want to take the program with you, if you're ever out somewhere you're traveling, and by the way, this last week was pretty momentous. Because we got a direct message from a listener who was traveling in Thailand and picking us up off of AM860 via iHeart. I thought that was really cool. And honestly, if you're still listening from Thailand this morning, welcome to the show, of course, and safe travels always. And this is, you know, one of the cool things about this show is that we keep, expanding people are finding us. And then they also check out the live streams as well. So definitely head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We always have the live streams for you over there. Come rain or shine, we'll just say it that way. All right. So once again, folks, we have a lot to tell you about. John in Sarasota brought up, of course, and I was really appreciative of that, brought up the whole thing about Uncle Bozy. And I'm going to tell you, this just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Joe Biden, of course, was talking about Uncle Bozy And I think we have that. I think we have that audio. Let's hear what Joe Biden had to say about Uncle Bozy. I think we have that.
Back
there we go.
When D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. And then my son volunteered to go to...
So there were a lot of cannibals for real, as he said, in that part of New Guinea. And he repeated it. We had a clip yesterday on the show. He repeated it outside on the tarmac near the airplane. And, it's how did he come to that conclusion? I don't know if anybody has made any other statements about this, but the one person who you might ask about is Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room. Let's listen in to Peter Ducey asking Karine Jean-Pierre about the claim that Joe Biden's uncle, and this is probably a presidential first, the first president whose uncle was ever eaten by cannibals. Let's listen in.
I have to ask you about a different topic.
Oh.
Why is President Biden saying that his uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals?
So, I answered this question yesterday. I believe I've seen some clips on your network about me answering this question. I don't have much to say beyond what I said to some of your colleagues. Look, I was there. I think you traveled with us, too, to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you were there at the memorial in Scranton. The president had an emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform. He had an opportunity to be there as president.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, nobody at all even is intimated or at all created the notion that somehow the service of Uncle Bozy was somehow diminished by this statement by Joe Biden. I think, and Karine Jean-Pierre is really trying to pull a fast one on this, because Karine Jean-Pierre is trying to, once again, try to make everybody feel bad about saying something about what Joe Biden said and the fact that he's gone off the rails again, and now he's telling the cannibal story. And so it's not about diminishing the service of Uncle Bozy. It is entirely about Joe Biden and the fact that he's either making it up or he is remembering it wrong or somehow has put this together. I don't know. I'd like to hear more explanation, right? I think we all would. And we've got a little bit more of this, but I do want to take another phone call here because we've got John in Nyack, New York, giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Yeah, Kyle, it's great to talk to you.
Same here.
This is another one of the Biden tall tales. If anybody investigates it, it's already been investigated. There were four people on the plane that his uncle went down on. The plane went into the ocean near New Guinea, and three of the people drowned. One survived. And what he said was the plane went down, and no one else came up at him. So it's basically a patented lie. Mm-hmm. Biden's family knew that the uncle drowned and the body was never found in the ocean. It's a typical Biden tall tale. I'm getting more and more pessimistic by the day, though. Now that another $100 billion has been sent overseas to fight wars, we know that basically a lot of that money is a slush fund, and it goes to graft to different politicians or different companies that send money back to politicians. And it really worries me. We see what they're doing to Trump with this lawfare.
Yeah.
And they're bending and twisting the law into all kinds of ridiculous things. On your the previous person you were on the show with 4 years ago, approximately 3.5,
mm-hmm.
I remember talking about it's going to be a slam dunk for Trump. How could he possibly lose? You know, it was just like this. All the polls, all the people that were showing up. Biden had rallies that no one showed up to. They were all in 12-foot circles, 10 feet apart. It was just ridiculous. And then we lost because the counting stopped in the middle of the night. In all of the major cities that Zuckerberg just happened to give $400 million to. We all knew that they did some funny business there. And the question is now, what's going to happen when the same thing happens again?
Yeah.
Now we know what happened with the January 6th people. Now we know what's going on with the CIA and the FISA, you know, their wiretappings and things like that. We know that they're not going to give this up. We know that Joe Biden is Obama's sock puppet because you see Obama going out all the time now and saying how we have to vote for Joe.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. He was behind the scenes, but now he knows that Joe could possibly lose. And all of a sudden, Obama's popping out of nowhere. And the question is, when they steal it this time, what are we going to do? They have the Justice Department. They have the FBI. They have the CIA. They have control of the armed forces. And they also have all the big media companies and all the big tech companies. They've got Google. They've got Facebook. They're every day attacking Elon Musk now because Elon Musk is not toeing the party line.
Right.
And what's going to happen? Well, we wake up the next morning after the internet shuts down in the middle of the night on election night, and all of a sudden Biden wins by a hair. What do we do?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's almost as if they're pushing something, you know, in order, they want to have some kind of, you know, break with all this.
Exactly. You know, the Chinese hackers shut down the internet on election night. We wake up election morning and Biden wins. What do we do?
Yeah.
It's kind of a frightening situation.
I think you're
and
right.
And I hate to be a pessimist, but we went through this 3.5 years ago.
You're exactly right. You're right on the money, John.
And we got to make some plans. Thank you for your show. You're a shining beacon in the dark.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Take care. We'll talk again soon. Wow. Thank you so much. All right, stay right there, everybody.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition. And I sure appreciate what John and Nyack was just saying and his kind words about the program. And, you know, but that's what we're here for. And we're all here, I think, for the same reason, for the same goal. And we have the same sentiments and we love our country and we want things to be good for everybody. Everybody who wants to live in peace in America, we want those opportunities. We want to be able to raise our kids. We want to be able to do all these wonderful things. And just like I was talking about earlier about that inspiration that John F. Kennedy had given about going to the moon, that's the spirit that we're trying to recapture. But there are those who are just patently trying to tear that down and deprive Americans of the very essence of opportunity, the very essence of peace. And we're not going to stand for that. All right, we do have our song we're going to play here in just a little bit, but we do have the telephone lines lighting up again. We got Tony in Tampa giving us a call, so we want to hear what's on Tony's mind this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kyle. The caller prior to me
was 100% right. He was right on target, man.
Yep.
When you give power to Stalinists, and the Democrats are Stalinists, they don't give it up easy. They will lie, cheat, and steal to maintain power. And that's what's going to happen again to us. They have all the they own all the levers of power. The FBI, the CIA, all the DOJ, all the rest of it. That's why it's going to be hard to get Donald Trump, who's a great candidate, over the finish line.
Yeah, that's right. And that right now they're trying to get him convicted of anything so that they can try to peel off some of those voters who say, well, if he gets convicted, then I won't vote for him, and just tie him up. And if this was reversed, if this was happening to the Democrat presidential de facto nominee, it would be hell to pay.
And the biggest thing, Kyle, is they have the media. The media is the de facto propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And the media sways a lot of the American people. Sit there and they listen to the media and they believe everything the media tells them. And the media, again, is the de facto propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And the Democrats are Stalinists, and Stalinists don't give up power easy.
That's right. You got that right.
Take care, Kyle. Kyle, check it out, man. Take care and thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Take care. Thanks for the call. All right, Tony in Tampa, everybody. And, yeah, see, this really does elicit, you know, some very strong reaction, very strong feelings. And because we see, you know, just what Tony's describing, you know, you get the signal sent to you. There's a collective narrative, and they want to try to make that the whole thing the reality. But it's really great. It's really great when people call up and they are not being swayed by such a thing. Thanks again, Tony in Tampa. All right. Well, before we play our first song here this morning, I got this message from Driver Ron, and I was kind of shocked by it, but it's everything's fine. But I feel like I want to let everybody in on what he was telling me, because, again, we're creating an overnight community, especially, you know, a lot of people out there have been pulling for Lucy in Florida, who had gone through being in the hospital, now is physical therapy and so forth. And people, you know, they say, hey, I'm praying for Lucy. We're thinking about Lucy, this kind of thing. Well, Ron Wright wrote in earlier. He says, Kyle, you may remember in the not too distant past, I dedicated a song and commented on the moron drivers here in Denver. I even DM'd you once while you were talking with Frank Silvato about someone running a red light right in front of my work truck. Yesterday, Mrs. Driver Ron was in a severe car accident and was broadsided, you guessed it, by a woman running a red light. Thank God she wears her seatbelt and all the airbags deployed. Otherwise, it could have been a fatal accident. Her car was hit so hard that it spun her around and up into the median, taking out a traffic pole. Miraculously, EMTs got her out of the car, and she was able to walk away over to the ambulance, where they kept her for about 45 minutes to observe her condition. She called me right after the accident, not knowing where she was, but I knew where she had been headed, and I raced over to the scene about a mile and a half from the house. The EMT decided, although she would be very sore and hurt for a while, if she wanted, she would be released to come home. Today, the bruising is very evident, and thank God that's it. Yeah, I got this earlier, and my heart just sank, but I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful to the Lord that she is okay, Ron. I can't imagine that kind of phone call. It is just absolutely just a very devastating. But thank the Lord that she's all right. And I'm hoping that she just has a real full recovery and that everything is going to turn out. And I can imagine the kinds of things you've witnessed out there on the road. So this morning, everybody, prayers for Mrs. Driver Ron for a quick recovery, that everything will be fine. And once again, thanks for letting us know, too, because this overnight family is, I think, going to be pulling for you as well. We all want to know that everybody's well-being is okay. So, Driver Ron, again, thanks for letting us know. And, boy, I'll tell you, I really, really feel for you on this. All right. Well, Driver Ron had a great request. I think we have just enough time to play a little bit of it here in this segment. And he requested a really cool song from back in the 80s. Keep us going here this morning on this weekend edition. It is a cool song by Lionel Richie. and it's called Dancing on the Ceiling. This morning, Dancing on the Ceiling. You know, for that music video, I think they made a big gimbal and and they actually turned it up and, you know, rotated it around. So it looks like they were, you know, transitioning to Dancing on the Ceiling. I think Fred Astaire did something similar way back in the day. But that's pretty cool. There's also the cover that Driver Ron mentioned. And I don't know, stick around. We might hear that one as well. But folks, glad to be with you. And once again, in all seriousness, Driver Ron had communicated to us about Mrs. Driver Ron being in a really devastating car accident, but she walked away. She's doing okay. And that is one of those things when literally nothing else in the world matters when something like that happens. And I'm just so glad that it turned out okay, obviously. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, stay right there, because we're coming up to the top of the hour right now. We're going to hear the top of the hour news, get updated on everything, come back and talk about everything, your telephone calls as well, your direct messages, all that stuff. It is the weekend edition, folks. Please don't go anywhere. We are coming back, I promise.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
So just yesterday, there was a Biden administration official, and they were saying, you know, we're going to do so much. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that gas prices don't go up so high, that they come down, that they're more affordable. And they're going to do this for the American people. How wonderful is that? Well, can you tell me why, if they really want to make gas prices better, which to some degree I don't think they can do at this point, without having more supply of oil, why is the Biden administration announcing the anti-oil restrictions over 13 million acres in Alaska, where we know the oil is? Okay, that's a really good question, I think. And it all boils down to the fact that the Biden campaign in 2020, they campaigned on this idea of stopping oil production and stopping oil drilling and stopping all these things, and now mandating switching over to EVs, all these things that if the market was really flourishing, if the technology was really flourishing, I mean, to the point where these things charged up in a matter of minutes and you could go super far in them, and it was an actual replacement, like the horseless carriage might have been for a team of horses back in the, you know, the late 1800s or early 1900s, I should say, this would be a revolution. But the Biden administration really, yeah, they're trying to help the gas prices thing. This is all election season rhetoric. It's all election season lies. That's how they operate, my friends. All right. Well, welcome to the program. Speaking of my friends, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition of the show, and we have a lot of fun, of course, as we do throughout the week, but maybe just a little bit more, if that's even humanly possible, as we go into the weekend show. Telephone number 949-822-7959. Website, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message any old time, especially if you're hearing this program on a replay or on a podcast and you hear something you want to comment about, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Check out the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you're off and running from there. So once again, folks, yes, the oil in Alaska is going to be off limits, according to the Biden administration. So we have that going for us, evidently. But I'll tell you this. And by the way, I think nowadays the oil companies, if you're prospecting or drilling for oil, it is so much more incumbent upon you. It is so much more embedded into the very marketing of your product that you be environmentally responsible, that you be environmentally safe, that you demonstrate this, you know, that you do other things to make sure, because that's part of, and I hate to say it, it's because it sounds kind of crass, but a lot of times these days, companies, they have certain virtue signaling aspects that they have. You know, buy our product, it's recycled. Buy our product, it was made from this. And we're putting the – have you seen these commercials? Well, we're trying to get all these bottles back so we can – you know, these plastic bottles so we can make the, more plastic bottles out of them. You know, it's in other words, that's now part of the marketing approach to make people feel like, okay, this product does the kinds of things that I feel are important, you know, this kind of thing. So all that to get to this, oil companies in this day and age, it is absolutely behooves them to have setups where they feel that they can control any kind of a problem that might occur and demonstrate that to the public, basically. And one of the reasons I say this, too, is remember back, this was many years ago now, but there was the big oil spill in the Gulf, and this was thousands of feet down to the ocean floor. And at that point, it might as well be on the moon if you have that kind of problem that far down to be able to operate and do something. As I said, it might as well be on the moon. But if it's close, if it's on the surface, you know, you might be able to take care of problems. I'm just saying. But this constant mixed messaging, this is what drives people insane during the election season. Because here come the Democrat Party elite again, and they're going to tell you stories again, and not just, you know, far out whimsical stories like cannibalism or something like that, but, and in all seriousness, they tell you all kinds of stories. We're going to get gas prices down. We're going to get the interest rates cut, basically. We're going to do this and that. We're going to forgive student loans, even though we know we probably can't. And in many ways, they can't. Remember when this, the first whole round? And I guarantee you, my friends, they say these things for the express reason of knowing that eventually it will be overturned, but not before the election, right? So they'll promise you the sun, moon, and stars. They may even float things like, you know, the president could probably do some executive order stuff and try to help the border right now. Maybe he could do that. And then, of course, then that fizzles and that's not going to happen. But then blame Republicans but still kind of dangle that. Well, I don't know. Maybe he could. Maybe he could. Because you get people to thinking. And then, of course, talk about all the jobs we've added. Well, a lot of those jobs were lost during COVID. They would have come back anyway. So you're not really talking 15 million jobs. But it's all over the place. And it's unsettling to people. And it makes them, as I said, just kind of go insane about stuff because, you know, they're, it's like this weird two-headed monster that, you know, it's the Democrat candidate. On one hand, we're going to be authoritarians and take away your light bulbs. And then another one, we're going to make the world a wonderful place for you. And everybody's going to have an electric car and it's all going to be fine. And on it goes. So, folks, just, you know, never turn off your critical thinking. But that's exactly what they kind of want to cook out of you, I think. All right, stay right there. Hour number two is officially launched and going into the stratosphere for the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. I am going to come right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Sugar pie, honey bun. You know that I love you.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, weekend edition, everybody. And there's something about the weekend edition. A little bit of a different feel, a different vibe, a different, well, you know, just a different sort of daring do, I think, that we have on the weekend. And so we're glad that you're with us. This is the best job in the world, by the way. It's the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. That's not lost on me. And I always want to be able to let you know that. And just, you know, make sure that it's said, because it really is important to me. Well, as part of those demonstrations at Columbia University, I think there was one particular person out there, but this from the Washington Examiner, Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib took to X to show their solidarity with Representative Ilhan Omar's daughter, Isra Hershey, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, following her participation in a pro-Palestinian protest at Barnard College. Okay, so this wasn't Columbia, I think. Hershey announced on X that she was one of three students suspended for, quote, standing in solidarity with Palestinians facing a genocide. From UM to Vanderbilt to USC to Columbia, students across the country are being retaliated against for using constitutional rights to protest genocide. It's appalling, Tlaib wrote on X. For the past 3 years, Hariri has been an organizer with Columbia University, Apartheid Divest, and Columbia Students for Justice in Palestine, noting that she had, quote, never been reprimanded or received any disciplinary warnings. How does a student with no disciplinary record suddenly get a suspension in less than 24 hours after a nonviolent protest? What merits asymmetric crackdowns on Palestinian human rights protests? Ocasio-Cortez said on X. Barnard College, which is connected to Columbia, said the suspensions come as senior staff said Columbia and Barnard students set up an unauthorized encampment. Is that okay? So wait a minute. What is the actual charge here, right? They set up an unauthorized encampment on Columbia South Lawn. The staff members made multiple requests to the protesting students to leave the lawn and told the students they could receive an interim suspension if they did not leave by Wednesday night. Hirishi's suspension comes a month after civil rights groups filed a lawsuit against Columbia University for suspending pro-Palestinian student groups last fall. So now, wait a minute. You know, you do have a right to protest. And I guess if you want to run out and say I'm with Hamas, or I'm for Hamas, or I support Hamas, or I'm anti-Israel, I guess in the ultimate sense, that is your right to do. But there are other things, like, for example, if you shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, is that okay? It's like everything is okay for the far left or for the pro-Hamas ilk, because they will say, well, we're protesting genocide. So therefore, that gives us license to do anything and everything that we see fit in order to do that. Now, of course, I don't know why in the world they would not be protesting against Hamas. Hamas is the one that trained for 2 years with Iran, with the support of Iran. They're their emissary, or their proxy, and they're the ones that attacked Israel on October 7th. And I'm not going to run down all the grisly things that they did, but we know what they are. And to do that is the most inhuman, horrible things that you could ever come up with to do to a human being. It is unconscionable, and I can't imagine why everybody's not anti-Hamas at this point. And I'm just saying that because, you know, as I was saying earlier in the broadcast, you know, people in this country want to live peaceably. You know, that's, you know, you're supposed to try to live peaceably with everyone in as far as it is possible to do, right? But some of these people on the far left and those who are now, you know, supporting Hamas in the way that they are, they are just not wanting to do that. We'll just put it that way. But it's a very, very different thing, of course. If you want to protest, you want to, you know, fly your little flag or whatever it is you want to do, that's part and parcel of being in a free society. But if you do these other things that are against the rules and, you know, blatantly so, you might get a suspension, let's just say. But again, this is the kind of thing. Look, this is all fine. In other words, I can do or say whatever I want, and I can impact your life however I want, because I have this righteous thing that I'm doing. And a lot of people think, well, I needed to get to work across the Golden Gate Bridge or in New York City on the bridge. I need to be able to, I have a doctor's appointment. I have this, I have that. You know, it is unfair to the people that you're stopping. And I know I'm just kind of, you know, maybe oversimplifying this, but I think that's the way a lot of people think out there. Now, speaking of being pro-Hamas, this is from The Telegraph. Israel strike. Well, the headline is this: Netanyahu has done what the world warned him not to do. See, the world is the that's right. It's not about, hey, we're going to gang up against Iran. We're going to help you root out Hamas. Gee, want some UN peacekeepers in there or something? I mean, well, we do, you know, not that that would be a great idea at this point, not from the UN, but conceptually, how do we stop the people that put the babies in ovens and cook them? I mean, how can you say such a thing without, you know, getting emotional about it? Israel's strike on Iran on Friday morning will not come as a surprise to Western observers, but it will cause great concern in Washington and London as the region tips closer to an all-out war. Following Iran's attack on Israel on April 13th, itself a response to an Israeli strike in an Iranian consulate, quote-unquote, I will say, Israel was clear a response would be required. That night, Joe Biden talked down Benjamin Netanyahu from launching an immediate response, warning him that America would not support or join any offense against Iran. Because we want to have a little nuclear deal with them. We want to, you know, don't get me started. The president reportedly told the Israeli leader to, quote, take the win. from his stunningly effective air defenses, which restricted the effect of the Iranian strikes to a damaged plane and a battered runway. However, that advice has not been heeded universally by Mr. Netanyahu's colleagues. Israel's war cabinet has since been locked in negotiations about the timing, scope, and location of a military response, which we did see, of course. As we went to air yesterday morning, we were talking about that response that happened. Iran reporting no damage, as far as I know, and maybe there may be more in the offing. But again, here we go. You've got all these, countries and so forth, basically saying, we're not going to really support this. You know, you've got to sort of sit back and absorb this, et cetera, et cetera. So at the same time, though, I did see a poll earlier that said there's strong support for Netanyahu in Israel. This from Newsmax. For Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party has increased significantly since October 7th, when Hamas terrorists waged a deadly attack on the Jews, deadliest attack on the Jews since the Holocaust. According to a poll released Friday by Lazar Research, Jerusalem Post reported, 42% of the respondents still considered Benny Gantz the preferred candidate for prime minister, while 37% favor Netanyahu. Gantz is the emergency government minister and head of the National Unity Party. Likud would pick up 21 seats if the elections were held today, up from 16 earlier in the war, according to the survey, while the National Unity Party would gain 31. The survey conducted, had 500 respondents, was conducted April 17th to 18th as tensions escalate in the region. And so, again, you've got a lot of support because they know what they're facing. They understand. And I don't know. I mean, have you ever had to really deal with a bully and the bully just thinks, they keep bullying you. And eventually you have to respond, right? And that's kind of this situation, too. They realize they can't just absorb a lot of stuff because Israel's not the aggressor here. That was Hamas. And here we go again, folks. It's all about Israel. Oh, Israel's doing bad, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if your survival was at stake, you might look at it differently. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back here on this weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite.
Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You know, one of the highlights during the weekday show, Monday through Friday, is every Thursday we get to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And once again, on the weekend show here, I thought it would be a great idea to revisit our conversation so that our weekend listeners can hear Jimmy. You can find them at cv4a.org and then also on X at Concerned Vet. So, without further ado, let's listen back to our conversation with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America from Thursday morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, it's always great to join you every Thursday. And I have to tell you, I look forward to today's conversation because it's not something people usually talk about, liquid natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, we talk about freedom, we talk about prosperity, foreign policy and all these things, but you know, the reality is what America can do in reference to energy independence actually does relate to foreign policy and freedom and the ability for our allies to be able to not be reliant upon potential adversaries and actual adversaries. So as an example, prior to the invasion of Ukraine, the European Union was drawing a lot of their energy from Russia. So basically, they're paying billions of dollars to somebody who is threatening to invade Ukraine. And even after the invasion, still there's a certain percentage of natural gas, liquid natural gas, that they're still drawing from Russia. But America, who is now currently producing more than we ever have, if we could produce even more, would be able to help supply our allies and prevent them from basically funding the people that they are currently spending money in Ukraine to fight. And that's one of the big things is people don't understand how this all ties together. Energy independence in America means stronger allies' ability to defend themselves and be less reliant. And it's something that America needs to start talking about.
Well, indeed. And of course, liquid natural gas, they call it LNG as well. There were some issues with it, I think, in the early days in terms of storage. But all I think all those things have now been worked out. But you're right. The idea of having your own energy essentially being energy independent. That, Jimmy, I think is one of the top components of our national security. I mean, you know, that's why I was so amazed that the Biden administration would start taking oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, for example.
Absolutely. They're doing things like that, but they're also trying to restrict how much can be produced. There's so much of an effort now to kind of restrain America's energy independence by preventing them from having the ability to produce as much as they are or doing even more. But also, if you look at the whole aspect of whenever they get these leases on government lands, they're never really truly secure. We need to secure that, make sure when a company gets that lease that it's absolutely going to be unimpugned by government wants to affect it, pro or con. We need to also make sure that the permitting process is one that once they do get the leases, they're able to produce the stuff in a timely manner. And again, people don't realize that we literally now are sending, and so is the European Union and other countries, billions of dollars to Ukraine to help fight Russia. But the biggest thing is money is still being spent by these nations in Europe to purchase liquid natural gas, LNG, from Russia. So there's still countries who are still basically funding Russia's war in Ukraine by buying that product. So the more we're energy independent, the more we have liquid natural gas, which LNG, the more we can provide our allies the ability to be free from or paying for the war that is currently on.
Well, and exactly right. And, you know, as a kind of a corollary to this, we understand, too, that the Biden administration is once again considering declaring a climate emergency so that they can try to manipulate, again, energy production or try to curtail oil drilling, things like that. And so all this just continues to lead us down the wrong road, you know, especially when it comes to matters of energy independence and our national security.
Absolutely. And the big thing is, like you said, they're trying to curtail it. This is truly one of America's strengths because it also impacts our economy. The lower the prices for things like liquid natural gas, LNG, the better our economy can drive itself by having the energy to drive things forward. You think about now more and more power plants have converted to LNG. And because of that, that would allow us to always have good, consistent amount of energy and keep our prices down. And right now, of course, with inflation and Bidenomics and things like that, everything we can do at home to keep our prices down also benefit us as Americans to be free and strong and things like that. So not only does it help, like we said earlier, the issue of our allies and our foreign policy, it does truly keep America more prosperous and more free by ensuring we have the energy for our economy to run.
You know, as you were mentioning earlier, Jimmy, we're not hearing a lot about this. How do we get this more into a into the campaign, you know, set of things that are, you know, become priorities for the candidates to talk about?
Well, we are currently going out and talking to more and more people. We're getting on the radio about this, doing TV interviews and stuff. And, of course, you know, shows like yours, which reaches across the entire nation, is really pertinent. But the people who are listening today need to start doing their own research. I'm sure right now somebody's probably doing Google search on this. That's great. Do the research. Look into this. But understand, energy drives the economy. Energy for our allies prevents them from having to rely on the people who are their opponents or potential opponents. All this correlates to how much they can pull out of the ground, how much they can put into the tank or into the power plants, and how much we can send to our allies. The more we can produce, the better it is for America.
Well, absolutely. You know, because one of the things, too, is that, you know, the Russians or Vladimir Putin and so forth, they're still able to sell a lot of their energy out there. And that just, as you mentioned before, that just goes right into to their war effort in Ukraine. And so just like we were doing with Iran earlier, not now, but earlier, although they have announced some new sanctions, But generally speaking, when you isolate bad actors like that where they can't make money, that's a huge step forward in preventing exactly what we've been seeing recently.
Exactly. So it's more like a form of defense against our opponents. You know, so many people in World War II and stuff didn't understand all the tools in the toolbox that was used to win that war. But when we look at our adversaries, this is one of those tools. It's easy to do. They are already doing it. They can do more of it. And for our government to put barriers or prevent a smooth process to getting this energy, that's wrongheaded. We need to have our government talk to our elected officials and tell them, you know, there's an old phrase that they used to say, drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
This is the time to do it again. Let's make sure America is free and prosperous and we can help our allies. Let's get all of the natural gas that we have possible out of the ground and into the hands of our allies and into the economy for the American people.
Well, it does seem like, you know, we are hitting a crossroads here. You know, that if we don't take steps like this, if we don't have a real vision, you know, and if we just keep talking about, well, it's all going to be wind power or this or that, and you know, different alternative energy sources have a place. You know, they have a mission-specific goal sometimes. But what you're talking about, Jimmy, is so much more compelling because it's a strategic plan that actually would go very far, I think.
And it is. And again, people are not thinking about this as a strategic plan. They are not thinking about this as America's basic driver of the economy and the basic driver of freedom and prosperity. If you are able to provide more energy, you can keep prices down. If you're able to provide more energy, you can drive your economy. If you're able to provide more energy, you can support your allies. This is fundamental to how America has the ability to pull ourselves away from being entrenched in the Middle East because of the need for their energy. By doing it ourselves, we can basically also extract ourselves out of being so dependent on the Middle East and potential conflicts as well. I mean, this really does have a bigger spectrum of influence around the world than people are thinking about. It's time to start talking about it.
Indeed, very much so. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, the website is cv4a.org, and people can find you on X at Concerned Vets, correct?
Absolutely.
Sounds
good. Check us out and see what we're talking about.
Sounds good, Jimmy. We'll talk next week. Take care.
All right. God bless, Kyle.
God bless. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, folks, stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Weekend edition continues, my friends, as we continue to build this overnight community. And it really is something. And I'll just say that because it's kind of hard to describe. We got all kinds of different people listening to the show. We got people from different walks of life, different ages, different occupations and so forth. But I think everybody is kind of interested in being right at the nexus of news and politics overnight in America. And we're building this overnight community for you. And once again, thank you so much for the wonderful messages. And I've got one I'll be reading here again in just a little bit. First off, we want to take a quick look at what's happening out there in terms of our national weather forecast. Then we got another great song, again, by request this morning. And let's take a quick look here at the National Weather Service. Heavy rain and scattered instances of flash flooding possible across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley today. Light snow continues across parts of the central Rockies and central high plains. By the way, driver Ron, last hour we read the incredible story of his wife being in a terrible car accident. She's okay. She walked away, he tells us, which is thank the Lord for that. Absolutely. 100%. But he also said it was snowing at the same time. And of course, they've been having all kinds of weather there. But light snow continues across parts of the central Rockies and central high plains. Below average temperatures for much of the nation east of the Rockies this weekend before spring warmth returns to the plains on Monday. So it looks like we have these kinds of conditions starting up. But folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, here on this weekend edition. Well, we got another request as well. And driver Ron had requested the Lionel Richie and Rascal Flatts' version, by the way, of Dancing on the Ceiling. We heard the Lionel Richie version last hour, and I was kind of thinking maybe it would be kind of cool to play the Rascal Flatts version for Country Music Monday. So if that's okay, we're going to hold that in reserve for Country Music Monday. I think that would be kind of cool. But Frederick, listening to us up in NYC this morning, he says, Kyle, thanks again for the kudos. Yeah, we were thanking him just recently here for his comments to us. He says, I was thinking a great song request, if you've not fulfilled it already, would be Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers in honor of the great Dickie Betts, who we lost yesterday. And Frederick, I think you're right on track with this. That's right. Dickie Betts had died at the age of 80. He wrote the song Ramblin' Man, Allman Brothers' biggest hit. And I think we got a pretty good version of it. This goes back to, I think, 1982, and it's a live version. And I think it really kind of captures it, and it's got a lot of energy as well. So let's check it out, folks. Here we go. Allman Brothers, in honor of the late, great Dickie Betts, who passed away at the age of 80. This is Ramblin' Man live. Here we go. This is from the University of Florida band show. Florida band shell performance. That's pretty cool live performance, and definitely captures the spirit, the energy of the Allman Brothers there. And again, thank you, Frederick, listening in NYC for that great request, and for the reasoning behind the request as well. That's right, honoring Dickie Betts, who passed away at the age of 80 and wrote that song, and lives on into eternity on the music side here, because that's definitely going to continue on. And, you know, when I was listening to that, I was reminded there was a little clip of a documentary I saw once. It was George Harrison. And George Harrison says, you know, this was ways back. And George Harrison says, I remember the days when musicians would play their instruments into tape recorders and you'd make a song and this kind of thing. And listening back to the Allman Brothers right here, I mean, that's all. Everybody's just, you know, it's just a different kind of form of creating music. And it's just kind of cool. So at any rate, Welcome back to the show, of course, everybody. It's time now to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And boy, Denise, we still got a lot to talk about here on this weekend show, don't we?
Good morning.
Good morning. There's always something going on. And 24 hours ago, Denise, we were looking at the attack by Israel into Iran. There doesn't seem to be any other, you know, big news about that per se, but I haven't heard of any other damage or any kind of major development with that other than what you've been talking about, and maybe what happens after Passover is something we have to think about.
Well, Iran's not going to tell us what happened. So, right. And neither is Israel. But it looks like there was the military base that is there to protect the Isfahan nuclear site is now inert.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's you know, going to be a good thing. And I think you're right. The Iranians are going to be embarrassed by a lot of this, too. And so they're not going to tell us, obviously, what's really going on.
Well, it was a learning situation for both countries, to be honest with you, because I think it was the S-300, which is a Russian ground defense system, missile defense system. Iran says it was on and it worked. Well, not so much. Israel learned their defenses are not quite as stout as they were leading everybody to believe. Iran also necessarily learned that Israel is not going to mess around. Now, there have been some reported strikes in Iraq just south of Baghdad. The what they say is coalition forces did not participate in that, and that also means the United States did not participate in that, but the Pentagon is very aware of particular strikes in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And that happened last night or tonight or whatever. So it may be that Israel is going to do this not in one fell swoop, but they're going to do these things intermittently.
Indeed. Indeed. And, you know, because already, you know, we hear more calls for restraint, and Israel, you know, Netanyahu did the one thing everybody told him not to do. This kind of thing. And but yet they may parse this out over time. Very interesting indeed. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there because we're going to climb up to the top of the hour, everybody, as we bring hour number two to a close. But don't worry, because there's an hour number three, and it's coming right up. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Lots more to talk about.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So while everything else is catching on fire all over the world, we've got Christopher Wray once again sounding the call that Chinese hackers have the ability to physically wreak havoc. And these are his words on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing. And then he says they're waiting for just the right moment to deal a devastating blow. You know, folks, things can change in a very, very short period of time, unfortunately. And the more that we keep getting distracted by so much of what the Democrat Party and the Biden campaign and the some in the media and so forth, they keep trying to make us look a different direction and worry about Donald Trump, who's going to take away our democracy. Well, I would be much more worried if I were them, right? I would be much more worried about this kind of very devastating prediction as opposed to trying to create this brouhaha about Donald Trump, who might get elected president of the United States. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. We're glad to be with you this morning. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Christy, thank you so much for your direct message. And yeah, we'll be happy to ask Denise about those things. And then also, of course, folks, you can call up if you want to be part of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or comment. For Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back once again, Denise.
Good morning. Thanks.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we want to talk more about Israel and certainly the Trump trial that's going on. But what do you make? Again, here comes Christopher Wray. It's not good what he's talking about.
It's not a new situation that he's talking about. He's been talking about it for at least a couple of months.
Right.
And the question is, who's paying attention? Well, I know that I'm paying attention because I just told, about 2 months ago, I told both of my sons to go buy those big, huge, 5-gallon jugs of water.
Right.
I told them to buy 20 of them, 50 of them. we can do with a lot of things, but we can't do without water. I would say that this administration is clearly not paying the attention that it needs to pay. We've got enough government employees, federal government employees, that we pay a lot of big money to. They have big, huge budgets to get things right. And when it comes to China, they're not getting things right. There's no sense of urgency. Now, this hack is a Volt Typhoon, this hacker group, and they are very tied to the CCP. And when the timing's right, well, I would argue that it doesn't necessarily have to have a certain amount of timing, although if they took down a grid or they infected into a water system or some kind of a transportation system, or pipelines, that would hurt. But if they do these little things all the time and they take, a water system down in Tacoma and then another one down in Pittsburgh and they do a grid in Iowa or something, I mean, mm-hmm. They can see how we react or we don't react. But the bigger question is, they're already seeing right now how we are not reacting, how we are not behaving.
Yeah.
One of the best sources for all things cyber is the Pittsburgh office of the FBI and the NSA. So we only have Christopher Wray coming out here sounding these horns and making blaring statements, and he should be, but where's everybody else?
Yeah, good question. You know, Denise, we had a great call back in hour number one from John up in Nyack, New York, and he was putting together the idea that, again, you have this capability by hackers tied to China, and we're also in an election year. you know, what if they were to try to time something like that out? I mean, they want Joe Biden to be president. I'm pretty sure they certainly don't want Donald Trump.
There's no consequence.
Yeah, exactly. So is there a possibility that they would time these actions in order to be part of the chaos in November?
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, other governments watch us more than we watch ourselves. That includes listeners out here. You know, it's fine for the listeners to, you know, do the research, and I'm happy that they're doing it. I'm glad that they're reading the documents. I'm glad that they're using multiple sources. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to force multiply. And then once we learn these things and we have these evidences, we need to challenge everybody we can challenge. I mean, this is a time to get engaged. I mean, I woke up this morning and the first thing I thought to myself, the first word when I put my feet on the floor was sabotage. We've got sabotage, purposeful sabotage going on inside the country from internal forces and external forces. What are we doing about it?
Zero, as far as I know. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you take down a satellite, a GPS satellite today, or two or three of them, banking ends. Did you know that?
That's right. They can't make their transactions.
They cannot make transactions.
Yeah.
Now, what is the world? What is the what do the Americans do when they can't access banking funds?
Yeah,
just say they do it for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it would be
we go into a panic when we don't have a cell phone for an hour.
That's true. Yeah. The internet's down. What do I do now? Exactly. I know. I've experienced that kind of thing where suddenly, everything you're trying to get accomplished is tied to your connectivity. Exactly.
Water and cash.
Yep.
You know, do I go into the whole other thing for self-defense? We can go through that one, too.
Yeah. Well, stay right there, Denise. We're going to head out to the first break of hour number three here. We're glad to be with you. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are coming right back. I do promise.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition
efficacious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I said yesterday when we were talking with Frank Salvato that Frank and I were marked safe from being eaten by cannibals. I'd like to include Denise Simon in that. I'm pretty sure, Denise, I'm pretty sure that you have
I'm safe. Not.
Yeah, that's very, very good. I hope that others start checking in as well, because, you know, it just seems like, you know, Joe Biden said it. And now that's reintroduced this potential problem on top of everything else, Denise, we got this cannibal problem.
Well,
but maybe that was so long ago. Maybe that's okay now. I don't know. But it again, wasn't it just very weird that Joe Biden would say
what's
something?
What's weirder
like that
is that Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday turned it around on Trump.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, with this thing that Trump is supposed to have said about service members and veterans. And Mike Pompeo even said, hey, I was on that trip in France, and I never heard him say something like that.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Well, here we are.
And then Karine Jean-Pierre also said, let's not make jokes about this.
It wasn't a joke. Right.
That's right. Yeah, well, I mean about
but
Joe
she never
Biden.
Answered the question.
Well, that's right, because they realize that they can't sort of walk their way out of that one. It's just too bizarre, you know.
Yeah, and then she was asked the question about Israel's strikes on Iran. She said, no comment. I know you guys are going to ask me about it. I know there's a lot out there to be talked about, but right now, no comment. What?
Right.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. I'm not surprised, though, because they got to walk this fine line of not offending Iran.
Well, the only reason she said no comment is because she was clearly not prepared to do any of it, and she would have handed off to John Kirby, and we don't even know where he is.
Yeah.
You know, of course, he would have lied anyway, so maybe no comment was better.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Kirby, because Kirby seems these days his whole go-to thing now is he'll kind of start talking like this, like, now, I don't even know what you're talking about with me. Why are you even mentioning that? You know, this, he starts kind of getting it so like a little too much of trying to make it look like whatever Peter Doocy or whomever asks him about anything, it's like, this is like a non-question. Why are you even talking to me about this?
Precisely.
Yeah. Well,
frankly, I'm happy that he is a former military, that he's a veteran. I mean, if he was active duty right now as an admiral, I think we'd be in worse trouble.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Well, Christy, listening on AM860, The Answer, she wrote in with a direct message. And she talked about, you know, maybe we're blaming Joe Biden for the border crisis. Maybe we should be blaming Obama. And she talks about how former President Obama called for a comprehensive immigration reform to fix the dysfunctional system as the Biden administration grapples with what he called a heartbreaking migrant crisis at the southern border. What do you think?
Obama was all about open borders. They did gratuitous things to make it look like that he was concerned about the border, but he wasn't. And it all started with DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood. For a second, deferred action, which means we're not going to do anything for childhood arrivals. But we're sitting here thinking, children. Well, do you know that the age of those children went up to 31 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Is a 31-year-old considered a child? Well, no.
Yeah. I mean, you're off the insurance at 26, I think, right? So, yeah. So, yeah, I see your point. Exactly.
So, and as long as you've got countries that are not stable and you've got rogue leaders and you've got a country that's going to give you anything that you want, medical care, education, housing, food, money to spend, they're going to look and say, you know what, we live in a bad situation where we are, or at least we think it is, so we don't like it here anymore. But let's just go to the United States and we'll get there any way we can. Now, if they're in a bad situation and they get here any way they can, they have to pay these mules lots of money, $3,000, $5,000 per person. Where does that money come from if they're leaving a bad situation?
That's a good question. That'd be hard to cobble together that kind of money.
Well, it's coming from people here in the United States.
Yeah.
We probably have these funds that they can apply for hardships, and we're paying for it. Remember, we have, 330,000 that DHS was sending airplanes
right
to go get them, so they don't have to pay it. They're just finessing the cartels.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this, because I guess it begs the question, the U.S. government could give someone money to give to what they know is a criminal enterprise at that point.
Well, of course it's a criminal enterprise. Yeah. I mean, it's a RICO Act. Again, we're going back to sabotage. We've sabotaged sovereignty. We're sabotaging our own infrastructure on all of this, our own institutions. We're sabotaging education. I mean, I just went through that list, and healthcare, and voting, and real estate, and peace and security.
Unfortunately, you're exactly right on the money. And this goes to this doctrine of chaos that's going on right now. And it's something you mention from time to time, Denise, but it's, again, right on the money. And that is, there's no peace, that nobody can sort of get away from the everything being in chaos.
No, there's, and I don't care where you are. My old son gets off of work yesterday, sends me a text message. We had in the family text message thing, and he says, "What about this guy that set himself on fire in Washington, D.C.?" And I said, "Well, dude, I watched this thing live. Okay, I was at." And the guy was from St. Augustine. He's now dead, by the way. He died about 3 hours ago. Mm. That just shows you the despair. Now, there's levels of despair that are out there. But you've got despair in this country. We are a sad nation. We are unhappy. And I think that we need to, it's almost like Alcoholics Anonymous, we need to admit that we are. And how much sadness do you want to take before we say we've had enough? Now, we've got this fascinating woman out of Chicago. I think her name was R.A. Easley. Mm-hmm. A very articulate black woman in Chicago that started a thing several years ago, and she has really gained traction here in the last several months, and that is Chicago Red. They're working on turning Chicago red because they're sick and tired of what the liberals and the Democrats and the Marxist leadership in Cook County and Chicago have done.
Wow. Yeah.
To the city. And she was wearing a MAGA hat on TV last night.
Well,
she's right.
Well,
she's had enough. So what about the rest of us?
Yeah.
Now, we're here in Florida. In Florida, you know, we residents of Florida, we're pretty much living normal lives down here. Thank God, because we've got some good leadership. So it's hard for us to necessarily understand the hardships and the despair and the sadness and all the badness in other states, because, you know, we see it on the news, but unless you're in it, the impact is not as great. And, you know, I realized that during all things COVID, you know, we really never closed in the state of Florida during all things COVID. But what was happening to businesses and people and parents and schools and children during lockdowns and masks and lines and food and jobs and then you throw in the George Floyd stuff and the Black Lives Matter on top of it all. It's hard for us to process that, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you're there.
Well, it does.
We're
go to
in
the,
despair.
I very well said. That's the thing, and that's how you can try to again, you know, say, look, you know, we're going to start imposing this other system. You know, we're going to start tearing more stuff down. You know, it's just, it's creating this, as you said, despair that makes people just say, what difference does
it make?
The
White House came out yesterday and absolutely essentially put the final nail on the coffin on Title IX in women's sports.
That's right. Well, stay right there, Denise. We got more about this when we come right back, everybody. Bottom of the hour, we'll open the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Weekend Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. 6 alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition flies by, I think sometimes even faster than the Friday edition. I don't know quite how to explain it scientifically, so I'm just going to accept it. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. But welcome back, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you're a first-time caller, 949-822-7959. See what I did there. And we've got more, much more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
You know, before we get to the caller, we do have a caller hanging on. But I did want to ask you about a development I saw, and this has to do with evidently U.S. troops are going to now leave the country of Niger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but it's significant. There's a base there, too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, is this part of some agreement, or what's going on, do you think?
Well, they're not getting the attention or the support that they need to have. And so, we're back to, if we gave them rules of engagement and the tools to work with, we wouldn't have to do that. But that's not where we are. We're not in any, we deploy these people and just say, you know, go over there and hang on.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a mission in that regard. But how does this, maybe this is out of left field, but how does this relate then to what China wants to do, for example, in the continent of Africa? And how would they see something like this?
I don't know that they're terribly related, but, you know, China and Russia are all over Africa. All over it.
Mm-hmm.
China's over there, you know, buying up as much rare earth minerals as they can possibly get. Russia's doing pretty much the same thing. China is still doing their debt trapping. saying that we'll build phone infrastructure or bridges or roads or airports or whatever, and then they can't, the country can't pay it back. So guess what? China owns it. So that's
indeed
turning the countries in Africa over to rogue nations. I would argue that maybe we ought to, if we're going to send our war fighters on a deployment someplace and they're not allowed to fight, then turn them into CIA operatives and just have them collect intelligence. Maybe we can. Well, no, never mind, because we don't do anything with the intelligence.
Yes, I hate to laugh, but I think you're onto something. All right, Backgammon Bob has got a question or comment for you this morning, Denise. Welcome, Backgammon Bob.
Yes. I assume you've seen on the news where the Palestinian demonstrators are rioting all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they want to establish a caliphate in this country. I've heard them say it on TV and stuff. They said, we're going to keep coming and keep going. It's going to happen every day, all day, this kind of stuff.
Yep.
They're going into an anti-Israel frenzy, holding institutions and infrastructure hostage. And this is turning into a Muslim religious war in which they are not going
colonizing.
To stop until they... Say that again, please.
They're colonizing here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Started
yeah.
in 1964 yeah, with the Muslim Brotherhood and hasn't stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's going full structure, and they're capturing the attention of our youth and stuff. And if we don't stop it now, this, I think, is a far greater danger than we realize.
Well, yeah, there's radicalization that's going on. Exactly.
Well, maybe we ought to take a look at some of these professors that are on the payroll that are, teaching.
Because our youth is turning into their Marxists. Is turning into their shock troops. In other words,
that's right.
Yeah, and basically,
I think this is a. I think that we need to start taking care of stuff in this country. I know I've said this before, but this type of stuff is a far greater danger than what's going to happen to some country overseas, and along with what's coming across the Mexican border. And you're absolutely right about a lot of the Chinese stuff. There's no doubt about that. But I just say, and the Chinese may well try and take hold or help them and grab one of them and help them. All right, that's it, Denise.
Hey, thank you, Backgammon Bob. Well, I guess what isn't the biggest problem is Donald Trump, right? Isn't he the one who's going to ruin our whole country and take our democracy away from us, Denise?
We have the ability. I mean, when we have issues, it's not we do this instead of that. We have the ability to do several things at the same time if everybody's on the same sheet of music. The problem is that the sheet of music is a bad, bad, bad sheet of music.
Yeah, well put. Well put.
It's just where we are. I was actually talking to a friend yesterday who still to this day he's former intelligence, and he still has been out for a long time, and has the highest security clearance there is. And I said yesterday to him, do we have at least more than one war room here where we are actually making a list of all the things that we need to fix in the first 100 days of a new administration? And he said, yeah, there are several war rooms that are doing these kinds of things. The task is so daunting out there on what we need to fix, solve, and then do for the benefit of not only our own country, but put ourselves back in leadership around the globe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things is spending. That's one of the first things that's out there. Stop the spending. The other thing is waste, fraud, and abuse. And inside waste, fraud, and abuse is law and order. We can go through executive orders, we can go through regulations, we can go through CRT, we can go through DEI, we can go through what's happening in our universities, but it's not only happening just in our universities, it's happening in the public school systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Well, Well, you know, when Backgammon Bob was talking about the idea, you know, you've got these, you know, the young people, they're getting radicalized, essentially. You know, how would it be, you know, I'm trying to think of how an actual takeover, quote unquote, could actually happen. The United States is a very big place. There's a lot of people. It seems to me that there would have to be some kind of terroristic threat that would be so overly bad that that people would have to try to comply, at least in certain pockets, you know. And I don't know if that's a nuclear terrorism or what, but, you know, what the end game is would be, I just don't know.
I almost don't know where to go with that. My knee-jerk reaction to that is, do you watch TV commercials? When you're watching TV, when the commercial comes on, you get up and leave the room? Because I challenge you for a week, don't get up and leave the room. Watch the commercials and see how really stupid they are. And they're stupid because they're feeding us stupidness. And they're making people stupider. And I know that to be true because I think I've said this before. I've got Nextdoor, which is a phone app on mm-hmm. my phone. And I look through it from time to time. And the people on there are proves my point. They are just stupid. Stupid. So when it comes to TV shows, if you ever look at some of these TV shows that are on NBC and ABC, yeah, some of the TV shows are just as stupid.
And that's why I think a lot of people they'll stream old shows. Like they'll be watching something that was on 20 years ago or even more, and that's kind of what catches their attention. You know, they long for something else that's a little more in line, you know, with their values, maybe to some degree.
Well, and you know, what are the values anymore? Are the values, you know, what we're seeing happening at Columbus University, Columbia? I mean,
right. And they think they have license because they're protesting genocide, you know, so they can literally do whatever they want. They're completely justified in their own minds.
Right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, going back to the war room to fix the things the task is so huge. We have the ability to do it if we're serious about doing it.
Yeah.
You know, if you understand the Boston Tea Party, you know, the Patriots were pretty angry about having the tea taxed. And they tried all kinds of things, and they finally decided that, you know, nothing was working, so they're going to dump the tea into the harbor.
Right, exactly. Well, Denise Simon.
Seems kind of small compared to where we are today, huh?
No kidding. Well, Denise, have a great weekend. We're going to talk to you again on Monday.
Happy weekend.
Thank you. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I'm telling you, I don't know what's worse. having to endure the mighty heat of the sun and, or, you know, having the real possibility that cannibals would get you. You know, folks, again, I can't get enough of both that quote and then also what Joe Biden was talking about when he said about poor Uncle Bozy, who he believes was more than likely eaten by cannibals. I just don't know what kind of world we're living in anymore, folks. I really don't. Welcome back to the show, of course. Kyle Warren with you. And thank you, Bill, listening on WLSS. Thank you for your direct message. Yeah, we can bring some of that up with Denise on Monday. Bill writes in and talks about the idea that especially in Mexico, there appears to be a group there that is helping people to figure out, you know, what to say and how to get to America and how to be prepped for crossing once they get near the U.S. border and so forth. And this, again, he was saying we were talking about, you know, where does the money come, you know, to get people to the border so they can cross over illegally. He also calls out the idea of non-citizens voting, which in some cases, you're right, Bill, that is happening in certain places. He says, for example, in San Francisco, the head of the elections board is actually a non-citizen, he says. He says the 2024 elections are in deeper trouble than most of us understand. Pray for America. Well, I agree completely. That's one of the best things we could possibly do. I'll tell you that. And sometimes the argument goes like this. Well, some people are living in our area, so they should be able to vote for the school board, or they should be able to vote for this or that. And these are incrementalist steps, right, in order to eventually get the bigger goal, because that's how the far left work. That's how it works. They do things. Sometimes it's trying to do it in one fell swoop, but a lot of times it's incremental. It's kind of like going after the Second Amendment. Well, you know, we'll just do this, and now we just need to do that. A little bit more here, a little bit more there. And don't you want some common sense gun laws, right? You wouldn't reject common sense, would you? And that's how they do it. So it's a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And not just Second Amendment, but how about First Amendment? How about words you can say and words you can't say? How about things you can discuss and things you can't discuss? Opinions you can have and opinions you can't have. You know, this is, you know, part and parcel of the modus operandi in order to really just start gutting a society and gutting a culture, gutting a way of doing things, especially when it comes to the U.S. Constitution. So, you know, tearing things down little at a time, a lot of times can add up. So that's a very, very that's a very big thing we have to watch out for. All right. So, again, the whole cannibal thing, we had a clip earlier, and we've got a little bit more of it. This is Karine Jean-Pierre trying to explain to Peter Ducey, the best way she could possibly try. But she's got nothing, though, on this. And it was a great question about, you know, what did the president, you know, why was he saying this? There's, you know, why the whole cannibal thing? So Karine Jean-Pierre has to turn it around into somehow, are we disparaging a veteran or a service member who gave their life in World War II? Well, of course not. But she's got nothing, so they try to turn it around. Let's listen in.
I was there. I think you traveled with us, too, to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you were there at the memorial in Scranton. The president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform. He had an opportunity to be there as president to speak to the bravery of his uncle, and not just his uncle, but many U.S. service members that put their lives on the line on behalf of this country. So his uncle who lost his life when the military...
Stop right there. You see, but that's not the point, Karine Jean-Pierre. You've missed the point entirely. It has nothing to do with, you know, trying to disparage, because nobody's trying to disparage Joe Biden's uncle. Everyone understands, you see, but this is the, you know, try to steamroll over you with this stuff and then try to make it look like, oh, man, even asking this question, you know, just even bringing up this whole, you know, bizarre cannibal story, you know, you're just not appreciating what Uncle Bozy did. And that's just not true whatsoever. But it's a tactic. It fails miserably. Let's continue.
The aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea. The president highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to equip those we sent.
And she's reading this from the Bible.
She's reading this. And as he iterated, the last thing American veterans are, or the last thing Americans are, should be called, are suckers and losers, and that is, those types of words should not come from a commander in chief.
And has nothing to do with Trump.
And
the question was about cannibals,
lifting up our American veterans and honoring them, and that's what you saw from this president.
And I agree, Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan was a war hero, but the Pentagon says, for unknown reasons, the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean. Both engines failed at low altitude. Why is President Biden saying he was shot down? There's no evidence of that. And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That's a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look, I'm not, we should not make jokes.
We should not make jokes.
President Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line, it's for a laugh. It's for a funny statement. And he takes this very seriously.
Okay, stop right there. I'm telling you, you know, because it's so out of the ordinary, Karine Jean-Pierre. It's so bizarre, Karine Jean-Pierre, ditching in the ocean and, you know, the unfortunate loss of life of the U.S. servicemen is terrible. And everybody agrees with that. Peter Ducey just agreed. Oh, yes, he's a war hero, of course. But the real point here is here we go again. Uncle Joe is talking about Uncle Bozy, and Uncle Joe is being bizarre again. So she knows this, folks. She understands it. You know, I say I've got the best job in the world. She's got the worst job in the world because she's got to try to, you know, fold you into a pretzel whenever you ask a question about something bizarre that Joe Biden did or said. She's got to try to explain it away. First, they try, I shall now read from the binder. The president experienced an emotional moment in which he was able to honor his uniformed servicemen, et cetera, et cetera. And she'll just keep reading from that. And then the follow-up, yes, but he said that they were eaten by cannibals. And there's no good reason to even suspect that, among others. I mean, maybe he could have been eaten by a giant octopus, for we don't know that. But I'm telling you, Joe Biden comes up with this stuff, and she's got to try to clean it up. And then when you say, look, this sounds kind of bizarre, well, you, now you're making jokes. All you want to do is get a laugh. That's not really true. But no matter what, she can't, and she's, her hands are tied in this. She can't address the bizarre nature of this. Let's listen in.
People who served and protected this country lost his life serving. And that should matter.
See, more
indignation.
You have
a president that lifts up our U.S. troops.
And of course, we all lift up our U.S. troops and our veterans every day.
Who thinks about them. Who actually thinks
okay, so again, so we're just going to fade that down because that is, it's just more, well, you know what, from Karine Jean-Pierre on this. She has nothing. The White House doesn't have anything. They realize how bizarre it is. It is a already prefab campaign commercial for not just Donald Trump, but everybody else in the GOP all the way down the line. Try to explain. And by the way, this is maybe another reason why they won't debate. The White House will never let the president debate because with the first, I'm telling you, if I was Donald Trump, I think the first question going out the gate would be, please explain the cannibal thing. Which we're not supposed to make a joke. Oh, my gosh. All right, folks, it's the end of the weekend edition. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the direct messages. Thanks for the words of encouragement. It means everything to me. And we're going to be right back here on Monday, bright and early. So please make it a great weekend. And do take care out there. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.